have to take time to think in the Spirit. And all these other things will be, in some manner, given to us, provided for us. All of these other earth things. And then my heart gets to think, now wait a minute, my mind goes flipping through television and news, and I see hungry babies on that TV screen. And I see violence, and I see all kinds of things that are not of God. And I'm going, oh man, it's really hard to figure things out here, Lord. It's really hard just to take a deep breath and turn it all over to the Spirit. And all I can think is, well, not everybody has met the Spirit. Not everybody knows the Lord. Not everybody would see it the way we do. So the lilies will bloom, grasses will grow, birds eat. You and I are here. We all have our journeys, and some are long journeys, and some are short journeys. But we trust in our God, we trust in the Savior, and we pray in the Spirit that we will be guided and loved and cherished and cared for every moment of our life in this world, so that every moment of our life in the other world will exist with Christ. We have our reasons. We have our thoughts. We have our beliefs. We are grateful. We are grateful not for number one material things, but number one, we are grateful to know Jesus and to have Him within our lives. This sanctuary should be full of people. Every sanctuary in every city should be full of people grateful to God for what they have been given. In the name of Christ. Maybe someday we'll keep working on it. Okay? It takes a village. It takes a village to let other people know you're missing out on something if you don't bring Christ into your heart, Christ into your life, so that you may live with Christ forever. Let's pray. Grateful God, Thanksgiving Sunday. A time for us to focus a little more than usual of all things that we are grateful for. It's a beautiful day. We are gathered together. We are grateful. Forgive us when we slip into that realm that is material, material, material. And grant us moments of solitude and quiet that we can bring our own spirits together with the Holy Spirit, walk hand in hand, side by side, trust that all will be as it should be. In the Son's name we pray. Amen. We go now to our hymn of invitation. Come, ye thankful people, come. Number 718. Sheila, can we do all three? No, we can't do all three for one. I'm sorry. We can't. We'll just go with the verses we have on the screen. Okay?